Gaza flotilla violence raises concerns over humanitarian crisis. Israeli forces opened fire on at least two vessels in an aid flotilla sailing towards Gaza on Tuesday, according to video footage and flotilla organizers. The flotilla was making a renewed attempt to deliver aid to Gaza after earlier missions were intercepted by Israel in international waters. Video from the flotilla's live stream showed soldiers firing shots at two of the boats. The type of ammunition fired was not clear, with the Israeli Foreign Ministry stating that no live ammunition was used and there were no casualties. However, the Global Summud flotilla later said that all 50 boats in the flotilla had been intercepted in the Eastern Mediterranean, with 428 participants from more than 40 countries detained. The discrepancy in numbers between Israel's foreign ministry and the flotilla raises questions about the accuracy of both parties' accounts. It is unclear why Israel and the flotilla offered differing numbers for those on board. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan condemned the intervention against the Voyagers of Hope in the flotilla, calling on the international community to act against Israel's actions. The U.S. Treasury also imposed sanctions against four people associated with what it described as the pro-Hamas flotilla. The Global Summud flotilla had set sail for a third time on Thursday from southern Turkey, after earlier attempts to deliver aid to Gaza were intercepted by Israel in international waters. The group said previously there were 426 people taking part in the flotilla from 39 countries. Despite a ceasefire agreed in October that included guarantees of increased aid, supplies reaching Gaza are still insufficient, according to Palestinians and international aid bodies. Most of Gaza's more than 2 million people have been displaced, many now living in bombed-out homes and makeshift tents pitched on open ground, roadsides, or atop the ruins of destroyed buildings. Israel denies withholding supplies for its residents, but the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains dire. The use of non-lethal means by Israeli forces raises questions about the effectiveness of their tactics in de-escalating conflicts. The international community's response to the violence on the flotilla will be crucial in determining the future of the humanitarian efforts in Gaza. As the situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate, it is essential that all parties involved take a step back and re-evaluate their approaches to address the root causes of the conflict.